What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. Today, we have our very first email question. Oh man, I am so excited for an email question. I was waiting when we would get one because What If World's very own Hau Varati volunteered to read our first email question. Hau Varati, you can come into the studio now. I don't know what you were waiting for. I don't know how we're gonna read this question without Hau Varati.
Did someone say Hau?
Yeah, I said Hau several times. It's part of your name.
I was waiting for a friend to ask Hau so that I might tell you.
Yeah, folks, Hau Varati is a famous singer in What If World, so you'll have to bear with us for a little minute.
I think famous singer is an understatement. I'm the most famous person in all the land.
That might be a bit of an overstatement.
And I stand for what's good and artistic in the world. And I never brag about how great I am.
That sounded a little like bragging.
How can it be bragging if it's sung in a song?
Well, Hau Varati, regardless, I would really love you to sit and read Brian's question with us.
I will take this chair and sit upon it. I will take this microphone and sing.
Oh, folks, this might have been a bad idea.
There are no bad ideas that involve Hau Varati. Now let's start this party.
Boy, okay, well, here's the question. Could you read it, please?
And I quote, Brian asks, what if superheroes were my friends? Sorry, I need a sip of water. Friends!
Are you finished?
Quite nearly. Question mark.
Oh, the punctuation, well, you don't really have to say. You just imply it by your tone.
Whatever you're saying makes very little sense to me. If it's a lyric, I sing it. If it's a punctuation point, I sing it. If it's a blot of ink, I sing blot of ink.
Folks at home, Hau Varati has just put on his cape and cued his smoke machine, so I think we're going to be stuck here for a while.
Brian asks, what if superheroes were my friends and
all I right, folks, enjoy the story. We'll catch you later. Once upon a time, Zach and Zizi were running late for the school bus. Zach, come on, come on, come on, Zach, the bus is here, it's honking its horn, I'm going,
Wait up, just a minute, I'll be out in just a...
Oh. Zach had been trying to tie his shoes all by himself, and he just couldn't get it right. He scrambled out after the bus, shoes untied, and nearly tripped over himself.
Wait, I'll be right...
Oh, bye, bus. It was a bright and sunshiny day, but Zach couldn't help but feel bad.
Oh man, shoe tying's just so hard. Zizi showed me Hau 100 times, but I just still can't get it.
Somehow, during that little conversation with himself, it had gotten dark.
Wait, it didn't take me that long to tie these shoes. Wait, my shoes are still untied. How's it dark?
He looked up and saw that he was sitting under the shade of a very wide-brimmed hat. And who was wearing that hat? none other than Hat Man himself.
Greetings, citizen. I notice you were crying. You probably need me to arrest a bad guy for you, right?
Only my shoelaces.
All right then, shoelaces.
Hat Man whipped out a tiny, sharp-brimmed hat.
Time to face the Hatterang.
The Hatterang flung from his hands and cut the shoelaces right off of Zack's shoes. Well now my shoes won't stay closed.
Make it. We're friends, right?
I guess so.
Well then let me help you out one friend to another.
Okay, well, I'm still late for school.
No problem. Hop in the Hatterbolt.
He took a big wicker hat off his back, wove it through a tree branch, and pulled the long, heavy tree branch all the way down to the ground.
Climb on in, kid.
Hat Man, are you sure I'll be okay?
Cat, I've catapulted over 100 villains straight to jail. I can certainly catapult you to school.
Yeah, but I mean, did any of those villains get hurt along the...
Zack was catapulting through the air at over 100 miles per hour. His untied shoes flew right off his feet. He looked this way and that as he flew through the clouds. And suddenly he was coming out of them, and there was the school below him.
And beside him flew a woman, wearing a suit covered in question marks. Can you help me, please?
I was just wondering if you needed help.
Yeah, I think I'm about to fall down and get really hurt.
That's such a long way down. Why aren't you flying?
I can't fly.
Well, then how'd you get up here in the first place, I'm wondering?
Oh, I've heard of you. You're Wondering Woman.
And where is it you heard of me?
Maybe we should talk about that after you saved me from falling to my doom?
I was just wondering why you hadn't asked me to save you.
And suddenly, a giant purple question mark made of pure energy sprung from Wondering Woman's hand and wrapped itself around Zack.
Ooh, this is cozy.
I've always wondered what it would feel like to be wrapped up in the mark of truth. And just like that, they were on the schoolyard. Wondering Woman had landed gracefully and unwrapped little Zack from her question mark of truth. The school bus was just pulling up. He'd actually beaten his big sister Zizi to school.
Zack, how'd you get here so fast? What happened to your shoes?
I'm wondering if this isn't your sister.
It is. Zizi, this is Wondering Woman. Wondering Woman, Zizi.
Oh, wow, I really look up to you. That makes sense. I'm taller than you, and I often fly.
Well, nice meeting you. I don't want to be late for class. Come on, Zack. Oh, Zizi, I just need another minute, okay?
Zizi shrugged and ran off to class, and Zack unslung his backpack and pulled out his pair of emergency Velcro shoes.
I was wondering why those shoes were in your backpack and not on your feet.
Oh, I keep them in case I can't tie my shoes.
I know how to tie shoes. I can tie 147 different kinds of knots.
Well, Hat Man just sort of cut off my laces, so maybe you can show me that tomorrow.
The school bell rang.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, boy.
Zack strapped on his shoes and darted off for class. Wondering Woman was right behind him.
I think you're too big for first grade.
I was wondering what grade you were in.
Am I late for homeroom?
Hat Man, what are you doing here?
We're your superhero friends. We've got to protect you.
Okay. School's usually pretty safe, though.
Zack burst into class and ran back to his chair, flanked by Wondering Woman and Hat Man.
You are late again, said his teacher, Miss Misty.
She was an elf-eared teacher with long gray hair that slowly turned to mist as it reached down to her toes.
Zack, I'm going to have to mark you tardy, I'm afraid.
Yes, Miss Misty.
As the elf-eared teacher brought her pen down towards the attendance sheet, a tiny Hatterang, shaped like a little square mortar board, shot from Hat Man's hand and sliced the tip right off her pen. Ink spilled all over the attendance sheet, and all the children laughed.
Uh-oh. Now, how did that happen? Oh, never mind. I've got to get on with my lesson. Everybody just take out your homework, please.
Zack had a flash of panic.
I woke up early to do my homework, but I got distracted trying to tie my shoes.
This is bad, kid. We're doomed. I'm gonna hide under my invisible hat.
Hat Man pulled something apparently tiny, but utterly invisible, out of his utility belt.
unfolded it a few times, pulled it over his head and shoulders, and as it went down, he became invisible.
I was just wondering if you needed my help. I'm great with questions.
Oh, please, please, please do whatever you can.
Now, Zach, what is all this ruckus? I assumed you were bringing your superheroes for show and tell, but if you cannot keep them quiet, they will have to leave.
Sorry, Miss Misty. Okay, Wandering Woman, just do it quickly, please.
Zach took his blank homework pages out of his backpack and laid them on his desk. Then that giant purple blast of energy sprung from Wandering Woman's hand again, curling at the edge until it became a giant question mark.
Question, reveal yourself to me.
An arc of purple lightning shot up from the ground, through his desk, through his homework, through the roof of the school, and all the way back down again, and was gone, leaving on his homework sheet and smoking purple symbols the answer. 2 + 3 = 5. The entire class was staring at Zach and Wandering Woman, their mouths agape, their eyes wide, not a single word on their lips. Zach could just make out Hat Man's feet, since he wore baseball caps for shoes, as the superhero tiptoed out of the classroom.
I wonder why everyone's staring at us. I only have to do that 9 more times, and then your homework will be done.
I think maybe you shouldn't.
A piece of ceiling crumbled, falling towards them suddenly, and Wandering Woman's mark of truth whipped up and grabbed it.
I'm starting to wonder if the mark of truth isn't more of an outdoor tool.
Honey, now that is an understatement, said Miss Misty.
The misty tendrils of her hair reached out all over the class.
Zach, you show up late. You disrupt my class. And then you try to cheat on your homework.
It's not my fault. It's the superheroes.
Miss Misty took another step towards Zach. Her misty hair was covering the whole floor now, and little sparks of lightning appeared within it.
Well, I don't think those superheroes were using their powers for good. Are you saying that we're supervillains? I'm saying, let this boy solve his own problems and let me run my own class.
Mist was now swirling and whipping all over the classroom. You could barely see 5 feet in front of you. And then Hat Man was back. He scooped up a big swirl of mist with his invisible hat.
And Zach could see a clear route out of the class.
How dare she call me a supervillain? I'll buy you some time, kid. Go on, save yourself.
I'm wondering how this battle will turn out. Wandering Woman's mark of truth shone even brighter. Its purple glow shone through the mist as Zach ran for the door. He turned around for one last look and saw his classmates in a flash of misty lightning and purple glow. They looked scared.
I don't know what you two are doing, but nobody, and I mean nobody, scares my students.
Then the mist wrapped the whole classroom up again, and Zach couldn't see a thing.
Wait! Wait! Stop! Stop! Stop!
He heard hatterings flying and the whoosh whoosh of the mark of truth being whipped through the air. He even heard little lightning bolts swirling through the mist.
Stop! Stop fighting! Someone's gonna get hurt.
Oh my goodness.
All that mist suddenly sucked right back into Miss Misty's hair, and bright rays of sunlight shot through the hole in the ceiling of the school to illuminate a rather disheveled Hat Man and Wandering Woman, who seemed to only be battling with the questions on the chalkboard.
Sentence, prepare to be diagrammed.
Hat Man, Wandering Woman, I know you were just trying to help me, but I made my own mistakes today. I shouldn't have left homework and shoe tying to the last minute, and once I tried to fix one problem, it just seemed like more kept coming up.
Now, Zach, that's just about the most mature thing I've ever heard out of your mouth.
Oh, from now on, I'm fixing my own problems. Starting with this hole in the ceiling. I'm gonna just climb up there and get some plaster and some planks and some bricks and some glue and some...
Zach, maybe we could let the superheroes take care of that little part since they blew that hole in the roof in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, kid, here are your shoelaces. Maybe if you ever find your shoes, you can put these back on.
And if you need help with your homework, you can ask me and we can wonder over it together.
But I'll let you figure out the answer.
That sounds great.
You know what would sound even greater?
Is if you two superheroes fixed my roof and got out of my classroom.
Oh, right. Well, you should start.
Sticky hat!
Hat Man peeled paper off the edge of a big brimmed ranger cap and threw it up to the ceiling, where it stuck, covering the hole completely.
I'll get to fixing.
Wondering if you think I don't know how to fix a hole in a roof.
Wondering Woman said, looking a little affronted.
What? No, do you?
I think I could fix it faster than you.
We'll see about that.
And the two of them were rushing out of the classroom.
Zach got bad marks on his homework that day, and for his attendance. But with a lot of hard work, he learned how to tie his shoes and do his own homework too, which left plenty of time to play with his new superhero friends.
I'm wondering if the hatapult couldn't get you all the way into outer space.
Will it need my interstellar hat suit in order to survive the atmosphere?
Guys, I don't think my parents would want me launching into outer space today. But maybe we can play some catch.
Why didn't I think of that?
All right, catch this razor-sharp hattering. Yeah!
Ah! Oh, I was talking about with this baseball.
Oh, that works too. Toss it here.
The end.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for emailing in your question. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall for her continued efforts at editing and producing this podcast. I'd like to thank Craig Martinson for his still stellar theme song. And I'd like to thank all you hardworking kids out there. What's something you've had a hard time learning in the past? What's something you did to help you finally get it? Better yet, what's something you've done to teach someone else? Think about it. Maybe it could lead to a great what-if question and another awesome story. Until we meet again. Keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.